Good afternoon, everyone. This is Mortgage Mike with There's No Place Like Home, and this is the second episode, and I'm excited to be back and talking with you today. Today, we're going to be talking about renovation loans and how you can use these loans to turn that home that you own or that you're interested in buying into the perfect dream home. If you're like most Americans, you're obsessed with what's going on HGTV, and we all have visions of grandeur whenever it comes to renovating our own homes. But the bottom line is that many times it takes money, and money can be difficult to come across, and you certainly don't want to tie up all of your liquid cash into a home. And so that's where a home renovation loan can come into play. The good news is that it's not a separate loan like it would be a line of credit from Chase or Wells Fargo. It is actually included in your mortgage, and so you make one easy monthly mortgage payment. So first, I'm going to talk about how this can work with a refinance and then briefly about how it can work with a purchase. If you purchased a home in the last 3, 4, 5 years, the interest rates were higher then. And so if you're interested in renovating your home now, not only can you improve the home and add some things that that was lacking maybe when you purchased it, but you can also lower your interest rate and save money over the long term. So it's a great deal. It's a 1-2 punch. Many times I'm asked, what can I include whenever I'm renovating my home? And the good news is that the sky is the limit, essentially. The overarching guidelines is that it needs to be permanently fixed to the property. So it can't be things like grass. It can't be anything that can be easily removed from the home. But they actually will allow you to include appliances. In my experience here in the DFW area, I've helped people renovate their living rooms, their kitchens, their master bedrooms and bathrooms. And in fact, in one instance, I had an individual that purchased a home in 2012 for about $200,000. She got this loan, rolled about $30,000 worth of renovations into the home, which included her kitchen, the hallway, some paint, a few other items, and it increased the value of her home by $105,000. So she had about $75,000 worth of net equity off of this home improvement. And that was evidenced by an appraisal. Those are true numbers, and they're not not just figures that we pulled out of the air. And she is living in a beautifully remodeled home now, and the value of her home continues to go up because she's located in a very nice part of Dallas, and that was a good situation for her. Some of the things that can be included, we've mentioned that it can be kitchen, living rooms, things like that, but you can also include appliances. So if you're looking to remodel the kitchen and you know that you need to upgrade the microwave and the oven and fridge, you can include those as well. And probably the best news about any of these loans is that you don't have to do the work yourself. In fact, they don't want you to do the work yourself. So we assist you in lining up a general contractor, and it can be someone that you've known for years, or if you'd like to use someone that we have approved, we can make that very easy for you, and you sit back and just watch the changes occur, and you know, we take care of a lot of the heavy lifting. Now, to transfer over to a purchase, it works very similarly to a refinance if you're wanting to renovate your home, but you will find a home, you will go under contract for that home just as you would normally, and let's say you want to roll $50,000 into the home loan. We, on the back end, will actually increase your loan amount, and we provide all this information to the appraiser in advance. And so you know up front how much equity you can expect in your home and how much value that these renovations are going to add to the home. Because the worst thing you could possibly do was to purchase this home, roll $50,000 into the loan balance, and then find out that you're underwater. That's not a good situation at all. And so we make sure that you don't run into that problem in advance. In fact, I'm working with a couple in the Killeen and Belton area right now. They purchased or are in the process of purchasing a home for $160,000. They actually wanted to include $101,000 worth of renovations to this property, and it has an appraised value just under $300,000 considering all these renovations. So these folks did quite well. They added about another $30,000 to $40,000 worth of equity to the home by upgrading it, and they're really turning the home into something that they want. Another exciting thing about these loans is that you can actually roll the cost of installing an in-ground pool, which is very exciting here in the Dallas and Texas area because the summers keep getting hotter and hotter, as the thermometer can attest to right now. So one of the other questions that I get quite often is, you know, is this harder for me to do? Is this going to require a lot more work on my part? And the great news is no. You know, except for picking your general contractor and trying to come to the hard decision of what color to paint your walls and the type of floor that you'd like to install, there's only a handful of additional documents that we require as a bank. And mostly those are contractor agreements that you will not be doing any of the work yourself, your agreement to a higher loan amount, things like that. But once those documents are signed, it behaves very much like a normal purchase or a refinance. And I've had quite a few clients who are very happy with the changes and even the prospects that it can bring to them. Not only do they have a home that they want now, but they can sell this home for more than they could before. Another important aspect of these loans is that they need to be for your primary residence generally. We actually do have a certain program that can be used for rental properties and investment properties. And anyone that lives in the area that owns a rental home knows that it can be expensive to maintain those homes. And so being able to come in, possibly lower an interest rate, but upgrade the home so that there's less hassle and headache, and also to increase the value of the rent that you can collect each month can be a huge investment opportunity. And it's also tax favorable because if you're increasing your loan amount, you're going to be paying a higher amount of interest because your loan is bigger, and you can increase the amount of deductions that you take on your personal tax returns at the end of the year. So there's a few different ways to win the rental game, and I'm a huge believer in these loans because I know for a fact that it can increase the value of the home and thus the rent that you can collect. All right, it's time for a quick break. I'm going to go grab a cup of coffee and be ready for the next show section. We'll be back in just a few minutes after these commercials.
Have you taken time to plan for your financial future? Or have you not really given it much thought at all? And maybe even avoided it? Hi, I'm Angela Tweeten, known as the Lucrative Lady, Making Money Simple. I help people break down all of the financial lingo and rules so that they can understand the velocity of money and then plan for, capture, and enjoy their later years. Check me out at thelucrativelady.com.
Queen's Winery is the only Go Texas kosher winery in the world. We are located in Garland, Texas. We make all of our wines from honey instead of from grapes. We are quite proud of that. Because our wines are made from honey and not from grapes, they are better for the planet, better for you, and better for others. For more information, go to queenswinery.com, email joe@queenswinery.com, or call 214-578-7098.
Good afternoon, this is Mortgage Mike, and we are back from the break. In the break, I was asked a couple of great questions that I thought I would address, and if you're just now joining us, we've been talking about renovation loans and how you can use a renovation mortgage, to improve your home, add value to the home, and even use it for rental potential. In the break, I was asked some questions about structural issues that may be addressed, such as wiring and pipes. Those are great questions because while most of those things do need to meet city codes and permits, you can do that work yourself. A general contractor will use a licensed electrician to complete that work, but it absolutely can be included. Same thing with plumbing. Up to a certain extent that you are responsible for, a plumber can complete the work, which is incredibly important if you're expanding bathrooms, if you're installing new shower heads, things like that. You need to make sure that you have the correct flow to those new faucets, or else you're not going to be happy with the renovation. One of the other things that was asked was what to do with outside code and HOAs, and it is absolutely essential that you check with your HOAs, your code, and even have your GC make sure, your general contractor, that if he needs to get a permit, that all those things are being handled. Generally in the Dallas area, you do not need to get a permit for anything that's occurring within the home if walls are not moving and if you're not extending the outside of the home. Now, if you're going to include a bedroom or a bathroom or maybe even another story to the home, absolutely permits need to be issued, and you want to make sure you have all your bases covered there. And the list is not exhaustive. I'm always presented with questions, and I go get the answers to them. But the good news is that most of these follow the general rules of if it's permanently affixed to the property, it can be done, and it can add value to the home. another question that was posed to me was, what about sidewalks? What about driveways? And in terms of sidewalks, that can be an interesting thing. The city many times is responsible for the sidewalk itself, but your driveway tends to be private property. And because you know, the driveway is important, maybe you want to change it for basketball or anything like that, it can be included, absolutely. And you know, would be happy to address that with anyone that would have questions. Wrapping up our discussion on true renovation loans, I want to move into something that's closely related, which is construction loans. We at Georgetown Mortgage have one of the best interim construction financing options in the entire state of Texas. And I have compared our programs with many of the banks in the area, and while they offer good programs as well, ours is unique in the fact that you can put as little as 5% down on a custom home build. If you're familiar with building a custom home, typically you need about 20 or 25% equity up front before a bank will even consider giving you a loan. Ours is a bit unique because we only want 5%, which is incredibly attractive not only to the borrowers but also to builders, because builders want to be able to assist more clients and build more homes. And if all of their clients are required to put 20 or 25% down, it restricts the number of homes that they can build. So 5% down is incredibly low. The interest rates are, of course, comparable with what you can find out there. And it's really quite an easy process. We have two different types of construction loans. The first is a one-time close, which many of you are probably familiar with, where your interim construction is modified right at the end into a 15 or a 30-year fixed. The second option that we provide, which I'm a much more of a fan of, is a two-time close. And many times people hear two-time close and they think, oh, well, this is just going to cost me more money. And while there can be some additional transaction costs that are required, it actually can be more advantageous to you as the buyer, because if you get midway through the construction of the home and you decide, oh, man, we need to add one more room to this house. You know, maybe we have an unexpected addition. Maybe you want to finish out the home with a different granite or a marble, or maybe you want to put hardwood floors in instead of carpet. If you're midway through the building of that home and you're using a one-time loan, you're going to have to come with all of that money out of pocket to closing. If you're doing a two-time close, you can actually increase the amount of the loan on the back end, and you can save yourself quite a bit of money out of pocket. And so that is why those loans can be incredibly advantageous to you as the buyer slash builder. And I've had a number of folks use those who are very happy with them, and they were very happy that they chose those, because those examples popped up, and that would have been a very expensive item for them to come out of pocket for later. Talking briefly about supply and demand in the area, if you've been looking for a home, you know that it's very hard to find a home that is not quite expensive, or you're not fighting other buyers to buy that home. And building your own home is very popular right now, especially in the Frisco, McKinney, Allen areas, because the land is available there. There are some lots in my neighborhood in Dallas that are going for $200,000 and $300,000 a pop, which is just astronomically high, and that can make it very difficult for you to buy or even build an economically efficient home if you're looking to build and buy in the $200,000 and $300,000 range. Which is why McKinney, Frisco, Allen, all of those areas are incredibly attractive, and builders are flocking to them to try to build homes to keep up with demand. The latest statistic I saw was that there is 10,000 net folks coming into the DFW area every single month through 2013, and that number is projected to increase through 2014 because we have more and more companies that are headquartering here. The Dallas economy and the Dallas marketplace is so robust that folks are selling their homes in California and Arizona and Florida and moving here to retire. They're coming here to relocate their businesses because the cost of living and the cost of doing business is much lower. And so if you are on the fence about whether or not you want to maybe build or buy in some of these underdeveloped areas right now in the North Dallas area, the Friscos, the McKinneys, the Allens, I highly recommend that you at least speak to someone. Certainly I'm available to talk about financing and determine if a custom home loan is right for you. Maybe you're going to buy an older home that just needs a little bit of renovation. But as the prices in the area continue to increase, and we know for a fact interest rates are going to continue to increase in 2014 and 2015, you certainly don't want to be caught asking, why didn't I take this action sooner? It's become much more expensive now. I'd like to give you some additional background on these renovation loans. In 2013, I looked at the data, and across the entire nation, there was only 18,000 of these transactions that were done. So out of the millions of homes that were bought and sold, only 18,000 used a renovation home loan in order to purchase or even refinance the home, which is amazing because prior to 1990, or prior to now, 75% of the homes have already been built, meaning that 25% of what is out there was built after 1990. And all of these homes need some updating to meet the current demand and the taste, and it's really an underutilized product. An important question I get when renovating a home, especially if the renovations are going to be extensive, is can I live in the home while this is occurring? The answer is absolutely yes. Now, there are some circumstances where you just can't. It could be that they're knocking out all the windows and putting in new ones. It could be that they need to strip off paint that may have lead in it from 1976 and before. And so you absolutely don't want to be in the home during that period. One of the neat things that can be done with these loans is that the monthly payments for the months that you cannot live in the home can actually be rolled into the mortgage itself. So not only can you purchase the home and roll in the cost of renovating, but if you cannot live in that home immediately, you can roll those monthly mortgage payments into the loan so that the work can be done on the home and you're not paying out of pocket two separate mortgages at the same time, or maybe a rent and a mortgage. And so they've really thought of all the options and all the things that need to be addressed whenever you're renovating a home. Again, not always do you have to vacate the home. In fact, in the two examples that I've provided today on the show, one where there was $30,000 in renovations and one where there was $101,000 in renovations, in both of those circumstances, the buyer can live in the home because they've been able to kind of live around the construction, and there hasn't been anything that would pose a health concern to them being in the home. So you may be asking yourself, what type of home is well suited for this, and what should I be looking for if I maybe want to buy a home that's distressed and I want to renovate it? Some of the most important things to think about are the kitchens, the bathrooms, and the master bedrooms. And those three items are what really drive the value of a home. In fact, in the example that I provided earlier where there was $30,000 worth of renovations, most of that work occurred in the bathrooms and kitchen, and that's where that large value was derived from. So if you're going through an older home and you notice that the kitchen's just way too narrow, maybe the cabinets are very outdated, quite possibly the sink isn't large enough because back then, you know, your meals were smaller, it was just a different environment, you probably need to increase the sink size. In the bathrooms, you want to make sure that you have the right bathtubs and the right showers. That's a big plus for many folks. They like to either have the combinations, or they even like to have the multiple shower heads, maybe even the shower head that works like the rain setting where it's above you instead of on the wall, kind of adjacent to you. All those types of things can add a good deal of value to these homes. And one of the most important things when you're searching for these homes is to work with a good realtor, because a good realtor will spot the possibilities in the home versus taking you to 7, 8, 9, 10 different homes where you're frustrated because each one of them has something that you absolutely love and there's something that you absolutely hate about them. And so pairing with a realtor that either has experience with these or maybe has some design experience where they have modeled a home, showcased a home, things like that, they're going to be an excellent resource and an advocate for you whenever you're looking to see what needs to be included. Because in addition to this, they're going to be able to tell you if you plan on selling it in 2 or 3 years, what's going to get you more money down the road for your investment. The last thing that you want to do is plug money into the home where you can't get the value back out of it, because it may be well suited to your taste, but you always want to be thinking about the next person that may purchase this home from you for one reason or another. That concludes the basics of our renovation mortgages. If you'd like to get some more information, feel free to give me a call at the office anytime at 972-432-6556. You can find me on Facebook by searching for Michael Jones, Residential Mortgage Loan Originator. You can find me on Twitter at TX Home Loan Pro, or you can visit our website at www.texas.com. homeloanpro.com. We've got some more information about renovation mortgages, and there's even a application link on there if you'd like to just submit some information and see if this can work for you. I'd love to spend 5 or 10 minutes speaking with you, answering any questions that you may have, and determining if you can qualify for this. That's it for Mortgage Mike today. I look forward to speaking with you guys next week. We'll have a reverse mortgage specialist on the line, and we'll be asking him questions and getting all your questions answered.